TV and the daily BFN radio program where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to BFN TV and the daily radio program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and I'm so excited about being here with you. I want to welcome our Christian Television Network audience around the nation and around the world and our Gulf Coast WHBR audience every Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. And we're so excited about being here. And like we were saying earlier, that's very good, John. What we're saying earlier is that what kind of patience is there today? You know, in a blessed land, as blessed as we are, that we don't have to wait for, I mean, we have drive through windows where you get food in 30 seconds and people are going, what's taking you so long? Yeah. It's like, they're creating you a whole meal and they're fixing to shove it out a window. This was, used to not be normal. You know, I remember when they just started Kentucky Fried Chickens in China, and the Chinese did not know how to respond to getting food out of a window. So they would drive past the window, they would get the chicken, and then the meal, whatever the meal was, and then they go park in the parking lot. Then they would come in the restaurant to eat the food there.
And
we've had these blessings for so long that we blow the horn or demand or whatever, I don't know. That, and if it's not out there in 2 seconds or 2 minutes, and you know, it's like they're preparing food that you're gonna have a meal, and that, which, Lord, help us. Help us. What's that?
In minutes. They're doing fast food in minutes, and you're still banging on the, oh, you missed my pickles.
Oh, right.
Does this have mustard in it? Or, you know, it's like, what?
Yeah, I remember, you know, obviously, this is not too far back, but if you if you're going to eat something, I mean, you young generation, listen to this. This is going to amaze you. If you wanted to eat something, you had to project. You had to project. Not as far as Sarah had to project, but you had to project. I mean, you have to raise the cow back then and everything.
Yeah.
But you had at least project what you what you're going to want to eat. And you had to settle for whatever you projected for, because everything else is frozen. And then if you just decided to change your mind and you didn't project, you were left in front of a running tap water with whatever you were going to eat up under the water. Going, hurry up, waiting for the water to thaw out the whatever you were going to eat.
That was frozen.
Which is very dangerous, by the way. That's why we have so much strong bacteria in us today, right? You know, that warm water stuff.
That's why my stomach's so strong.
It's amazing. It is definitely let's move on. And so but think about that. Remember that? And then I remember getting our first microwave. It had this big old dial on it. You know, it had like three numbers on it. One button, you'd put the dial on, you push start. And we got it. Dad had brought it, you know, and brought it in the home. And we all stood in front of it. And we put something in it. And we're probably getting nuked at that time because they probably made that well.
Oh, my gosh.
And the lights are going, woo, 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 you know, it wasn't like that. And we watched something cook. And it was amazing that it could cook at whatever time frame it did.
Yeah.
And popcorn popper, probably what it was back then. And so... But then we found out about if you cook eggs in a microwave, a whole yolked egg, that you're not supposed to do that. We didn't know that. And so Dad fixed up some eggs or something in the microwave, like a fried egg or a poached egg or whatever. And we're sitting there about around the table and we're about to eat. And all of a sudden Dad's plate just went boom, and the egg just blew up in his plate. And blew up all over the place. Oh, I'm telling you, man. It's just things we learn. Listen, we went through all this training for you today so you can cook your food, because that egg yolk had microwaves still inside the yolk. And when you pulled it out, it was bouncing around inside the yolk, and it literally just blew up.
Oh, it blew up after the chicken.
You're talking about getting egg on your face. We were all sitting around with egg, and we just shocked. We're like shocked looking around. And then, of course, we just started laughing and cracking up. It was hilarious.
Eggshell shrapnel on your face.
Yeah. Well, there's no eggshell. He was actually cooking... an open egg. I'm sorry.
Nope.
It was not. The shell was gone. Hey, we knew that much. We knew to take the shell off of it. Jiminy, you thought bad of us crickets.
I never know. I've done that.
Oh.
Trying to boil egg in a microwave. That's not good.
Oh, no. That's a bad, that's a bad thing. Remember the popcorn, Jiffy Popcorn?
Yes.
Boy, those guys, they were... Man, when they saw microwave come out, they said, it's over. It is over.
You can't. That's how it was, right? For 3 hours, you're shaking over this thing. It's like... I'm tired. I don't care if it pops or not. Who, you know, just got to shake
it's
it back and forth.
Thing over the.
Yeah.
I cooked some at a campfire way back then, and all I had left was a ring, just the little metal ring that goes around it.
Torched it.
Life is, but think about it. Today, we just look at everything and just say, hurry.
Yeah.
We go into stores, and we no longer go raise the cow, but we no longer go to the meat counter and say, give me a slice of that. We say, cook it for me, so when I show up, put it in a bag, and I'll take it home. We want them to cook for us.
Yeah.
And it's like, at what point are we got to start learning these things again. If you hadn't listened to Prudent Preparation on VFN TV or watched it, you need to go watch it, because we got to remember how things work. Okay. You got to remember how to read paper books again. And though the GPS system's great, imagine if it goes down for a little bit and you don't even know, have a paper map, or your children's never even read a paper map, or they never had to go through the thought processes of how you find yourself on a map and how you work your way to a place on a map. If all they had was type in their destination and then all of a sudden the system goes, take a left, take a right, that means their brain never worked. They've never had that ability to figure things out. And that's why I like listening to certain people that people don't like listen to, because they make me think.
Yeah.
They make me think. I love people who make me think. And most people don't want to think. They don't want.
So there's courses in college, and not even in college, in grade school now, called critical thinking. We have to give kids courses in critical thinking so that they can actually learn how to exercise their brain.
Yes.
We get these apps that tell them to do everything. It's like, let's engage here. Let's use the brain.
And people go, oh, why are we going to do that? Let's just go ahead and learn. There's an app for that. And if you go to Harvard Business School, you're going to sit in a room with a whole bunch of other students, and they're going to role play scenarios with a business and what's happening and how to take it from the beginning to the end. And they'll create a conflict or a scenario. And then you're going to have to figure out how to work your way as you're openly discussing dialogue. And that's how you train quality leaders.
Yeah.
It's talking, you begin to hack your way through this problem and work it out. And people's like, isn't there an app for that? It's like, you figure it out.
Exactly.
And it should be fun. You know, it should be fun.
Yeah. John Maxwell tells the story of a guy. He's bringing some people through the office buildings, and he sees that there's a man sitting at a table, and he's just sitting there thinking. So the lady says, well, what's his title? What does he do? Oh, he just gets paid to think. She goes, he gets paid to think? And he said, oh, yeah. The last time he came up with an idea, it was $1 million bonus for us. We made $1 million off of it. He just gets paid to think.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's true. I mean, you think about, even King David had musicians, and he had these, but he also had people who were thinkers, that their responsibility are thinkers. It'd be cool in D.C. if we had some thinkers. But we force them into a political system because they're nothing but a response from the people, that they're so busy trying to satisfy the political arena that they don't have a chance to think. As a matter of fact, they even said, we didn't have time to read the bill. And since we're not thinkers, then nobody thought, like, that's not good if you didn't read it. And they just reported this morning on CBN News that the man that helped write the healthcare bill says it's a train wreck happening. It's a train wreck about to happen. The man that wrote it, with all the people that wrote it. And he said,
oh my goodness.
And I can't tell you his name, it was on CBN News today. Hopefully we'll get it. But that's what's going on. You know, because we're not thinking. It's pretty simple. I mean, even, you know, some man that may have never been to, past a sixth grade education, that has wisdom, that thinks. He may not use the same words, but he will be successful and prosperous because he thinks. He just thinks, you know. He totally thinks about it. I want to encourage you, don't push away from using your brain. God gave you a brain to use it, and if you don't use it, you do lose it. And you have to let go of old thoughts to have new ones. So that's called strongholds if you don't. So begin to learn new things. Take on big challenges right now while there's a chance, so you can begin to be fruitful in your thinking.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Can a student be punished for not participating in a school event because of a religious commitment? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulo.
I have a 17-year-old girl in my church, and we preach and teach that the Bible, you know, clearly states to be faithful to church and everything. This girl has taken this to be a conviction of her faith. Well, she goes to a public school and is in a band class, but because she is missing one band concert to go to a church service, the teacher is telling her that she's going to fail the class for the year.
Okay, there is no way that could happen. I mean, they could try to do that, but that cannot be the way it's supposed to be. And in a situation like this, they're supposed to give her an exemption. If a concert was scheduled, say, on Yom Kippur, would they say they're going to give the student an F because they're not coming to a concert on Yom Kippur? Of course not. Same thing here on church attendance. That's just wrong.
For more information about student rights, visit us on our website at aclj.org.
Isn't it so cool, all of our Facebook fans out here and our friends that are just connected and listening all around the world.
Right.
You know, if you haven't yet friended us or liked us, I guess they call it. Right. When you choose like on our Facebook, it just keeps all the posts. If there's a post made about what's an upcoming program, a highlight, something, it just shows up, I guess, on your Facebook. Mm. You can go to VFNTV.com and under areas to follow us, and you can just follow through our Facebook right there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure can.
But it's just really cool. We want to say hello and a shout out to all of our Facebook friends that are out there. It's exciting how the message is going out and the feedback that we're getting. And we want to encourage you not only to go to our Facebook and like us, but once you've done that, you know, share some of these highlights. Go to the VFN TV blog and just copy the link of one of those blogs and encourage your fellow brother, your sister, your family member, those people that are in your group of friends that are in your Facebook. So many people need to be encouraged. And now you can go into the wonderful basket of opportunity on VFNTV.com. Go to the VFNTV blog, go to the highlights, and just copy something there and just paste it into your Facebook, and they'll get it and be able to listen to it on their phones or whatever. It's just really, really cool. Also, on your application, right there on your Android or your iPhone or your iPad, they're in the menu choice on the VFNTV app. You have our Facebook right there. You can click there, follow through, and like us.
Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear?
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
A song, high above the trees with a voice.
Oh, we have been working so hard. I know if you've been listening to VFN Radio, we've been sharing a lot of golden treasures of things and revelations that, you know, God has given us over the year. And I was really enjoying some of the words in here. It's just, I mean, you're talking about prophecy. I mean, every single day, you know, we have to hear from God and kind of seek his perspective. And we're just having a conversation, a light conversation, L-I-G-H-T, because every conversation that you hear on the news, the political conversations, the religious conversations, I mean, you just want to say, hey, I just want to go into my cave and just hide out. I mean, is there anybody who believes God? What happened to this God? Right. You think about Gideon's going, yeah, you don't hear, I'm hiding out in a wine press here, just trying to survive. Mm-hmm. And you got, you know, these angels showing up talking about mighty man of valor and talking about an awesome future. And he's saying, but what happened to the God of our past, that all the things that have happened in the past? And he began to speak into his life. And let me tell you something, there is hope. There is hope in God. What's going on right now, as you can see, you might not even know it. You may have buried your head in the sand of denial sometime back. Right. And now you're just kind of, I know some people that said they didn't watch this. Listen, I don't even watch TV anymore. And you go, oh, wow, what holy people. They go, no, I just watch Netflix. It's like, oh, you're totally disconnected from all reality. Right. You want any news or anything that's going on, man, we'll let you know what happens when you start running this way.
Exactly.
But just thinking, my goodness, you know, God is preparing. He always has a way. And what's happening in the environment today, God is getting our attention. And remember this, he's a loving God. God loves you, and God's got a plan for your life. He loves you so much, he'll shake your world to all you have left to do is look up.
That's right.
And then he'll go, you know what? I love you. And you'll go, thank you for being there for me.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll say, you're welcome, and I've always been there for you.
Right.
And then he'll begin to restore things back to you one by one. And some people can have more restoration than others, because some people get fully restored and they start trusting again in the stuff that he gave them. And Hosea 2 talks about that, the restoration. He pulls things away, but he does that to establish. And there is awesome hope. you know, kingdoms come and kingdoms rise and kingdoms fall, and God determines when they do. And if he even says very specifically that this kingdom will rise and this is its future, but all of a sudden its people begin to turn away from him, then he'll say, never mind. Mm-hmm. I don't want, you know, the plans I intended for it, it's over with. You think about it, when you look at, and we're really talking a little perspective here of God's news behind the news, when we're seeing all these things take place with North Korea and China and the Middle East and America. And when he told Joshua in Joshua chapter 1, he's saying, listen, go. As I was with Moses, I'll be with you. Everywhere you set your foot, I will give you this land. And you think, and he says, you will never be defeated by anybody. Never by anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened? They went to Ai.
Oh, that's
they
right.
went to Ai, the smallest town to defeat,
mm-hmm.
and they got defeated and made a fool of in Ai.
It sure did.
And it's like some people say, well, I thought God said, like, but I didn't know you was hiding a wedge of gold and a mink coat in your tent. You know, it's like if we stay right before God,
mm-hmm.
and there's hope. I mean, God will begin to bring us into a place, a promised land, not on this earth, but in him, and bringing us into heaven. And this journey is us learning how to trust him and how to get our morning bread, our manna, our part of Jesus, the word, the living and active word of God in our life. And we need some Joshuas to rise up and believe that God can take us in. You know, Joshua had his moments when he thought, oh my goodness, God told me that, you know, we'll never be defeated. And we just got defeated in Ai. And he began to cry out and he said, you know, we're just going to die. We're right. going to die. And God says, get off your face and deal with the one who has sinned. Mm-hmm. And so often, you know, we don't deal with sin in the camp. We just don't deal with it. Right. You know, we just kind of let it go and let it go. In tradition, you know, and I say tradition, in large majority of the church today, they've created such fiscal debt that it's a financial decision first before it's a biblical decision.
All right.
Second. And to take it to a board who makes financial and administrative decisions, and they give you a logical response. If you tell Mr. CEO or Mrs. CEO, whoever, that they got to deal with that, you know, they're going to leave, and that's like 20% of our budget. We're going to go belly up in this building.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like all of a sudden we began to trust ourselves and trust people instead of trusting God. And that's when we start losing the battles.
That's right.
Yeah, that's when we start losing the battles. And the thing is, if you look at God's people on their journey, just study those that have gone before us and realize, have you read Hebrews chapter 11? I mean, the Hall of Faith, have you read about those that we're supposed to imitate? I mean, if you look at the natural sense, you would think most of, you know, the world today, especially Americans, they would think, oh, these guys, they miss God.
Mm-hmm.
But God says the world wasn't even worthy of these guys. You can't measure God's success by how men view success. You just can't do it. And you can either be popular in God's eyes or popular in men's eyes, but you can't be them both.
Right.
What happens, though, when you do what's right in God's eyes, there's the people who want God will want to be around you. They want God.
Mm-hmm.
And you start seeing things take place. I just want to encourage you that though you're seeing things take place and you look to the leaders, even in Washington, D.C., and you think, is this really happening? Are they really, is this like, nuh-uh, not me type conversations? You did it first type things, or about our entire nation. Are they printing so much money that we're going under now? Are they spending so much money that we're going under? Are we borrowing 40% of our money from China and other countries now? You know, are we picking a fight with Jacob
right.
in Israel, with Israel? You think, oh my goodness. And you think about this. I want to encourage you that this is what God says. He says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, turn from our wicked ways, humble ourselves, and seek his face, he said, then he'll hear from heaven and he'll heal our land. He says, when I send plagues, when these terrible things come upon you that I sent, he said, basically, it's hardship. Consider hardship as discipline. I'm treating you as a son. But if you'll respond to them, these things will change. Washington, D.C. is nothing but a reflection of the heart of America, American people.
Mm-hmm.
That's us. That's what they are. They're politicians. They actually get voted in by us, you know?
Right.
I mean, how can you yell at people that you voted in or your lack of participation in the democracy, in the republic in which we stand?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't stand.
While we stand.
Yeah, while we stand. And the thing is that how we change Washington is we change our hearts. And you know what? Let me tell you, I'll give you hope. Listen to this. Even the very people that are in Washington, God holds their heart in his hand. And if we'll change our heart, God can change their heart overnight.
That's right.
What's happening right now is happening because the church's heart's not right. I don't care what anybody tells you. I'm hearing things like, they're preaching the gospel of grace. Well, it's the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's not the gospel of grace. But once you make grace a gospel, that's a permission to sin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not the gospel of faith. It's the gospel of Jesus Christ. And these other things are attributes to faith in Jesus Christ.
Right.
And the benefits. And the last thing that we need to be focusing on is permission to continue to do wrong. We need to do right. Mm-hmm. So if we want to change Washington without even changing the people there, we can begin changing ourselves through personal transformation. Right. Personal transformation. You can say, you know what? I kept on yelling at the world because it didn't adjust to me. God, I'm going to begin to adjust to you and entrust you to adjust this world. And that's how it works. You just begin to spend time with God. And we have a simple plan. If you've never done it, needs to be simple. If it's not simple, you'll be defeated in it. You just need to be able to spend time with God on a regular basis. Abide with him like he talks about in John 15. He says, if you remain in me, if you're reading the NIV, if you're reading the New King James, abide in me, and my word abides in you. He said, listen, you'll bear much fruit and all these great things will come out. What God has saved you for is a personal relationship with him. He loves you. He's got a plan for your life. If you don't have a simple plan, we have a simple plan for you. It's at iabide.org. iabide.org. We're right back. Listen to VFN Radio.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at vfntv.com. We'll be right back.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and I want to welcome our Christian Television Network audience around the nation, around the world. I want to welcome on the Gulf Coast every single weekday, Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. We're so humbled about being there, but we know that God has called us to be able to be light, you know, on the Gulf Coast and on VFN Radio around the nation and around the world. We're just getting requests in from Pakistan. We'll say a big shout out to all of our sisters and brothers in Pakistan, as our president would say, to be able to, you know, come and somehow participate and speak, you know, in a virtual way. There's just so many different ways to be able to just give hope and share. Mm-hmm. I want to talk to you just for a quick moment here. You may be at the end of your religious road. You may have done everything religious that you could think of. I mean, you may have sung in choirs. You may have had perfect, quote, church attendance, unquote. You may have got real close to those who are in ministry. You may have done all these things, but yet you're empty. You've found yourself, you know, seeking and running after what you perceive to be right, but you are running after things, a man, and not God. Listen, that's a seek that God's put inside of you. That's a seek that God's put inside of you. He's put that inside of you. And what it is, you were seeking after him in the wrong places. Listen, he is after you. And the fact that you've done that means you're after him. But you just got to get on the right road. You just got to get off the religious road and get on the relationship road. You got to meet God. The whole purpose of Jesus' ministry was to make the Father known. And God loves you. God has a plan for your life, but you've got to meet him. You meet him through his son, Jesus Christ. Jesus made a way for you to be in relationship with the creator of the universe. It's not about religion. It's about relationship. It's about a joyful walk in the Lord. You've got to meet my Father. Go to meetmyfather.org. meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him. Could you imagine, you know, John G. Lake planted over 5,000 churches in Africa. over 5,000 churches. Mm-hmm. You know, people are getting saved, and within being saved for 30 days, 60 days, you know, 90 days, not only are they actually starting a church gathering, but they're actually starting church gathering, starting another church.
Right.
I mean, it just happens. You know, if we break loose from the flower pot, if we break loose from that thing that's retaining and just maxing out our roots. So listen, a vine is supposed to get, is supposed to go all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can have a beautiful flower in a flower pot. I think of, you know, Charles Simpson in his book. Yeah, I think it's called Vines, Ants, Vines, and
Flower Pots.
Flower Pots. Isn't that mm-hmm. interesting? Yeah. And he talks about, you know, vines just meant to grow anywhere and to go anywhere. And Jesus said, I am the vine. Listen, we're supposed to preach the gospel to all, and then the end would come. We're not waiting for somebody to show up and preach it. God's not. We're not waiting on God. God is waiting on us. Imagine if you spend the next 10 years of your life just obeying God. Listen to Steve Hills. He talks about exactly what happens. You can get saved and get trained and get launched into the harvest field. Listen up.
And we lived in Argentina for years, and same thing. We would give an altar call. Someone would come forward, get saved. Next news you know, they've planted 3 churches. Blink your eyes. They've planted 10. Blink your eyes. And some North Americans down the road can't get anything off the road, the ground.
Exactly right.
And I'm going, something's wrong. Something's wrong with the pitch. Let me just ask a couple.
Now, I want to say this. It's the hunger. We're going to have to get hunger. Yes, we could. You could go to India. Right now, you can go to China. As a matter of fact, they're asking for so many to come. But America, the American church, is kind of like, we don't need anything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There's no hunger. You know, God moves by hunger. If we get hungry, if we say, listen, I'm ready to get all this out of my life, that's not God. All I want is God. And I'm ready to go after God. Listen, if you draw near to God, he'll draw near to you. Listen, this is not a fairy tale. This is eternity. People every day are dying and going to hell. Every day, somebody, maybe it's your neighbor, maybe it's the guy that just installed your cable in your home, or maybe it's your appliance repair person, maybe it's your teacher, maybe it's your friend. I don't know, but are you telling them about Jesus? Have you break loose from that that's holding you back and begin to sow the gospel of peace? Begin to sow the good news of Jesus Christ. You know, we're doing that at VFN Vine Fellowship Network. It's vfnfamily.org. If you want to find out something about it, you can be trained, you can be discipled, you can be launched out, you can be connected and rightly related. I mean, you can stay where you are and begin to grow right where you're at. It's amazing. You know, if the kingdom of God is within you, and this is just so exciting. You want to be a part of that. What's wrong in America? We're not hungry. We've fallen into sin. We got to repent. We got to rise up. We got to get hungry. We got to know that God is the only answer. All these other things that are happening that are distracting, they're just demonic distractions trying to keep us out of the ultimate goal of preaching the kingdom of God to all, and then the end will come. He's coming back. Mm-hmm. He's coming back, you know?
That's right.
You know, you can be you're either a gatherer or a scatterer. He says, if you're not gathering, then you're scattering. You know, you got to be a gatherer. You got to work in going out and winning the lost. God's called us. And listen, you can be a lengthener or a strengthener. You can be part of a team that's lengthening what is, or part of a team that is strengthening what is. But you're part of the advancement of the kingdom of God, which is not building a wing onto a building. It's actually telling another person about Jesus. We'll find out more about that at vfnfamily.org. vfnfamily.org.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
The little Lord Jesus, asleep.
You know, death is such an unfortunate reality that we have to deal with in life. It's all part of it. And no matter how many times we may hear a death or experience that in our families and in our lives, it's something that it's really hard to get used to. It's something that you're never prepared for, but it's part of life. I mean, you know, there's a season to be born and there's a season to die.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's healthy to discuss and to talk about death. I consider it fortunate as a young person. I've been to many funerals before, you know, I became an adult. And as an adult, I've been to a ton of funerals. But there's something sobering about life and seeing someone who has passed away, no longer seeing them there. And it helps you just to kind of reevaluate things. Mm-hmm. But it also helps you to empathize with people that have lost a loved one. I mean, that is some of the toughest things ever to deal with in life, is the tragedy of losing someone that you've loved, someone that you had relationship with, and to realize that they're not here anymore. You know, some years back, I lost my father, and I can remember times of driving in the car wanting to pick up the phone to call him, but there was no one there to pick up the phone anymore.
Right.
And you begin to think about the times that you could have and you would have, and you reflect about the great memories. But you need to be prepared to go through it. It's something that you will have to go through. It changes everything. And oftentimes people say you can't really get over it. You just learn to cope with it. And God's word says that he is an ever-present help in the time of trouble. And he encourages us to comfort those who mourn. Mourn with those who mourn. And there's something about passing away and being there for somebody. There are some things to say, and there are definitely some things not to say. And I think a lot of times we're tempted, because if it's an uncomfortable situation, we don't know how to respond to our friend or a family member who's lost a loved one, and we want to help, but we just begin to just start saying anything that comes to mind, thinking that it's going to help. And oftentimes, it's been my experience and the experience of others that I've had the opportunity to talk to who suffered loss, is that less sometimes is best. And just to know that you're praying with them, just to know that you're standing with them, just to know that you love them, speaks volumes during a time like that. And there are some things that, you know, we really shouldn't say, because it doesn't help, you know, and sometimes it could actually hurt. And you do the complete opposite of what you wanted to do. But I want you to see, there's a new movie coming out. It's a Hurting Hearts movie. And this movie was put together by Pastor Greg Lowry, California. He pastors Harvest Christian Fellowship. And 6 years ago, it's on anniversary, 6 years ago, he lost his son in a tragic car accident. And he said he almost collapsed. He collapsed. He just couldn't. He just shocked at the mere what happened. Mm-hmm. He lost his son. And they put this movie together to help people, one, be prepared for loss, and two, to those that are going to loss to be able to cope with it. I want you to watch this and see what he has to say.
Now, the things people turn to may change, but the void in our life, that emptiness, it's a loneliness for God.
Greg Lowry pastors one of America's largest churches, the 15,000-member Harvest Christian Fellowship in L.A. But despite his strong faith, he was literally knocked off his feet when he learned his son Christopher was killed in a car crash.
I just collapsed on the ground, and for days I felt like I was carrying a huge weight on my chest. I mean, literally, I felt a physical pressure where I just, you know, it was just like, how will I get through this?
Kathy Lowry said she felt her dreams disappear.
That day, I felt like God had taken a big eraser to this chalkboard and just said, no, erase this all. This isn't how it's going to play out.
Whether it's the loss of a loved one, financial ruin, or a health crisis, people everywhere are losing hope. But the Lorries say you can find hope by watching how others did it.
I wanted to look at somebody else who had been through this. It was one of the reasons why we made this film.
This movie will help to point them to God and say, here's other people who've experienced something as bad as what you are experiencing, maybe even worse, depending, and there's hope.
In addition to the Lorries, the movie profiles Nick Vujicic, who was born with no arms or legs.
I would try to put on a brave face at school, pretend it wouldn't hurt, but I would be up all night crying
praying, God, give me arms and legs, give me arms and legs. And he wouldn't give it to me.
Also, Christian singer Jeremy Camp, whose wife died of cancer.
And to see not a progression, but a digression, basically, of what was happening in her health, there's just doubts. God, are you listening? Like, what? Do you know that we're here? I mean, are you hearing these prayers?
For the Lorries, Nick and Jeremy, hope began when they stopped asking why.
And instead, we should be asking the what question, as in, what should I do now? How should I react? And I think what we want to do is lean into Christ, and we want to seek to bring glory to his name through this. And one day, all of those whys will be resolved.
At first, Nick was so hopeless, he planned to drown himself.
And I knew what that water represented. It was the end of my pain. It was the end of hell for me. I just wanted out.
But right before he killed himself, he decided to give Jesus another chance.
The revelation for me came from John chapter 9. Jesus came across a man who was born blind, and no one knew why. But Jesus said, it was done so that the works of God would be revealed through him. And I'm like, wow. Maybe I don't need to know God's plans for God's plans to be even implemented in my life. What if God did have a plan for me?
God did have a plan that was fulfilled. It included a wife, a child, and traveling the world, spreading the good news to millions.
I hope people are inspired to see that you don't need arms and legs to be complete. You don't need arms and legs to be the hands and feet of God. All you need is to be complete on the inside, and everything else will change.
Like Nick, when Jeremy was about to give up on God, he did an about-face, and out came the song, I Still Believe, a number one hit. Dozens would follow, drawing millions closer to the Lord.
It was just me going, I don't understand, it doesn't make sense, but I still believe in your faithfulness, and your truth, and your word. And that was such a healing time for me.
Cause I still believe.
Even after losing their son, Greg and Kathy found that God comforted them, gave them hope for the future, and even filled their hearts with joy again.
You are not in control and you don't have control, but God is in control. And I was thankful that in my pain and in the crisis of that moment, I was absolutely certain that God was not surprised by this and that he was with us and he would walk us through this.
I think we're here on earth for two reasons. We're here, number one, to know God, and we're here to glorify God. But I have found that when we fulfill our purpose as Christians, we will find happiness as a byproduct, not from seeking it, but from seeking him.
So the message from people who have felt the deepest despair is, don't give up on God, because God will never give up on you. Lori Johnson, CBN News.
Wow, how impactful. We want to encourage you. The movie's coming out, Hope for Hurting Hearts. We're going to make sure that we relate as much information for you so that you can be encouraged and see it yourself. But there's something like, there's nothing like experiencing a crisis in your life, a time where you or your family members or your friends hit bottom, when the wind is taken out of you and everything begins to stop and everything slows down. And everything may be moving rapidly for people around you, but for you in this season, everything is stood still. And oftentimes, people that haven't gone through that experience, it's very difficult and challenging for them to empathize with you during that time. But it's a time for you to cry out to God. It's a time for you to look up to the Lord. It's a time for you to say, God, I need you. And there's something amazing about God is that when we cry out to him, when we allow those crises, those broken moments, those times when we just can't explain it, there's no explanation for it. God knows everything. Mm-hmm. And the Bible says that his thoughts are above our thoughts, his ways are above our ways. You know, trying to make sense in the natural to loss and things that happen, it's very difficult. You know, you can lose your mind trying to do something like that. Mm-hmm. Because part of the human life is to try to find answers, is trying to find solutions, trying to make sense of it all. And sometimes there's no sense to make. The thing is, God, how do I make it through?
Right.
How can you help me? How can I find you in the midst of these things? And a lot of people have, you know, they want to help and want to give you some advice, but I got to be honest, that if the advice that folks are giving you at a time is not biblical, it's not Christ-centered, if it's not based upon God, then they're not giving you truth, if you will. Maybe sounds good, but sounding good and being good and seeming right and being right are two different things. Jesus Christ alone is the one that can give you hope. He's the one that can strengthen you. And if you haven't given your heart, this would be a time to give him your heart, give him your life and say, Jesus, I surrender. I don't know where this is going. I don't know where this is at, but I know that I can trust you. I can give you my life. I can give it to you all. I surrender it all, and I'll follow you all the days of my life. Help me. And God says if we cry out to him, he will reach out to us. He's an ever-present help in the time of trouble. You are not alone.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Don't forget, you can carry us with you everywhere you go with our app. You can go to VFNTV.com and download our app. We have it for all the different devices that are out there. And you want to be encouraged, you know, turn on, you want to change your workplace. You want to change the atmosphere of your home. Turn on VFN Radio 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and just let it go. Just let it go and just begin to watch things change with your children. Watch things change in your life and with your marriage and your business and your workplace. And I'm telling you that the truth sets you free. Now they'll have the ability to track every purchase, every sale, every, you know, where you're at, facial recognition, but the good thing about me is that my weight varies so much, they won't even, the thing like, this could be him, but his face is differently shaped now than it was before. You know, it's the turkey. It's the turkey.
Yeah.
Can you imagine a society because the facial recognition, they sell these, I saw them in the store, these, I guess they had them for a while because it's wintertime, but those ski masks that cover just your eyeballs, just your eyes. They have a whole society
wearing
them.
Just cover the eyes?
Well, No, I'm sorry. There's an opening just for the eyes. Okay. Are you trying to get back with the K-On? Is that
just trying to help you.
All right. It's
K-On-isms.
It's K-On-isms. Yeah. Anyway, there's a whole opening just for the eyes that your whole face is completely covered. And you think, my
Oh, the
goodness.
Whole face?
Yeah, except for you know, your ability to see.
Oh, a mask.
A mask, yeah. Ski mask, you know.
A mask.
Whatever.
We call those masks.
A mask. Okay, whatever.
Yeah, ski mask, something like that.
The point here. The point here that I'm trying to make.
Is there a point?
Is there a point?
There's a point. It's coming.
Point.
You ready?
Too much K-On.
All that surveillance and facial recognition. You have a whole society walking around with all these masks. It's like,
well, they have a law now. They have a law right now that you cannot wear masks in certain areas.
Really?
Like when I was going, I had a mask on the other day. While I was walking in the bank, I had a mask on.
Someone politely escorted you.
Nobody greeted me. Like, no, I'm messing with you. They have a law that says you can't walk into a bank with a mask on.
Yeah. I think it's a good law.
Do you? Well, that's what they're going to say. They're going to say, hey, I think it's you should never have a mask on. They're going to think it's a great law.
Yeah.
You know what that means in the North? It means your nose is going to freeze, your ears are going to
fall off,
and your lips are going to be split in 15 locations because you're not going to, the cold wind's going to be hitting you, right?
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm telling you. It's different. I mean, obviously, down south, they don't worry too much about, you know, if somebody's wearing a mask down south,
you're in trouble.
Something is up.
Oh, holy night, and the stars are brightly shining.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
We were talking about dealing with the finality of death and crises that happen in our life. And that how we can find hope, you know, in a time of struggle and pain, lack and loss and devastation, Jesus is an ever-present help in the, you know, in the time of trouble. And he's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. And he's there for you. And we're going to continue to talk about that more and highlight the movie that Pastor Greg Laurie put together as a result of losing his own son 6 years ago. It was a tragic loss in a car accident. And his wife says they wish that they had a movie like this during a time when their son passed away. There's something about hearing firsthand from others who have suffered and been through the fire and made it on the other side with hope. And you're going to be able to see that, and we want to be able to show it to you. We're also going to be talking about living a life on the borders, living a life with borders and boundaries, and being watchmen on the wall. There's a lot of talk about borders these days, but we want to talk about having spiritual borders and what they do for our lives and what happens when we don't have them in our lives. We're also going to be talking about the gospel of all. There's something about that word all. It's all inclusive. It means everything. It means not leaving anything out. And we're seeing a lot of stuff that's being left out today. But Jesus made it plain, and he made it very clear. All is a very, very important word to him, and it needs to be a very, very important word to us. I know that Steve's going to be encouraging us and talking to us about the nameless and faceless people in the kingdom of God. You and I had a chance to talk about that over the weekend, and I'm like, whoa. It's awesome.
Amen.
And so we're looking forward to hearing that, as well as talking about being a fair weather fan. So we have so much for you in this program, but we want to get right to it and discuss, continue to discuss what we just shared on a previous program regarding the movie Hope for Hurting Hearts. And Pastor Greg Lardner put this movie together, like we said, and it was just a way of being able to cope with loss, tragedy. And it's amazing how nobody likes to focus on tragedy. Who does? You know, who wants to focus on pain? But it happens. I mean, it happens in life. And we need to know, we need to be prepared for it when it does happen. But if you're going through it right now, you need to get through it. You need to get through it. And people deal with pain, I've learned, many different ways. Some people are expressive. A lot of people cry. Some people take it all in. Everybody mourns differently, and there isn't a correct way to mourn. And it's important to respect how others process pain because we're all differently. But we know the one who can help you in the midst of it, and that alone will help you. I remember of the man who wrote that hymn, and I'm trying to remember it, when he lost his wife and his daughters on a boat. Maybe it'll come to me here before the program, but it was tragic loss, and it's a hymn that people have sung for years. But it was birthed out of that pain, and it ministered to him greatly. But I want you to see Pastor Greg Laurie just briefly share about some of the things that people said to him during the time of losing his son. He's in ministry for many years. He pastors a large gathering, and it's probably the furthest thing that he thought in his mind that could happen to him. And some of the things he learned that are probably not the right thing to say. And part of hearing this is us getting kind of informed and educated, because we want to do well.
Right.
We want to speak life into a situation, but we would feel horrible if we said to say something that didn't land or didn't have the desired effect that we wanted to have. So wisdom, you know, now is way better than, you know, having to deal with something like this later. And if you have, hey, it's okay. You can repent and move forward from that. But it's good to learn. Watch this.
I think that there are things you can say and there are things you should never say. What should you say? Sometimes less is more. When I had people just come and say, I love you, I'm praying for you, that was actually a lot. I think what was hard was when people, and sometimes Christians maybe do this more than other people, I think with a good heart, but not with the right words, they'll try to explain it to you. No one can explain it when you suddenly lose a loved one, or even if you've known it was coming. This is a time of mourning. There's a time to weep, and there's a time to mourn, and there's a time to rejoice, and this is the time to mourn. You know, when Job went through all of his calamity, we read that his counselors came to see him, and when they saw his condition, they were so moved by it, they said nothing for days. That was perfect. It's when they started talking, the problems began. But things that can be said, someone said to me, well, God must have needed another angel in heaven. Well, that's a nice sentiment, but people don't become angels. So it's actually theologically incorrect. Someone only moments after it happened said to me, well, if it doesn't kill you, it only makes you stronger. That certainly wasn't helpful. Someone else said to me, well, you know, you have another son. It's, oh, yeah, well, we had two sons, so we can spare one, I suppose. Someone said to me really shortly after it had happened, only weeks after, are you over it yet? You know, don't ever ask someone who's lost a loved one, especially a child, if they're over it. Here's the answer. They'll never be over it. They're just going to have to get through it, and it's going to take a lot of time. We need to be patient with people. My friend Stephen Curtis Chapman, who had his daughter die, said the best thing that was said to him were these words. Someone just came up and said, there are no words. And that actually, you think, well, that's not helpful. No, it is, because that's kind of the mourning with those that mourn. You're just saying, I don't know what to say, but I love you. There are no words.
Wow. Wisdom for us today to be able to glean and understand that, what can we do? And you know what? Maybe you've realized and you heard this. Maybe I've said some of those things in the past. Hey, it's okay. We're learning. You know, what's done is done, and we can ask God to forgive us, and great, there's grace for all of that. But, you know, it's something that we can take with us and apply in the future, and to be sensitive to those that have gone through something like that.
Yeah, it's definitely a difficult transition. I know me personally, when I got home after my deployments, there was always specific dates that reminded me of those, you know, those brothers that I had lost. And for a long time, and just like you said, it's not something that you just get over. Mm-hmm. You have to get through it. And I remember specific conversations that, you know, we've had that, you know, through a lot of prayer. But it's that awareness. You know, somebody once said to me, it's just like, a lot of times we can focus on death, but we have to remember that death is a gift, because it helps us to be able to live. Because it's that reminder of just like, we live for them too, remembering the fact that they've lost their life. But at the same time too, it's just like, God has given us the gift that we can live for them and celebrate those moments that we had with them. You know, it's that perspective that we can still hold on to and hold on, like you're saying, remember those joyous moments.
It helps you to appreciate life. It helps you not to squander what you do have, mm-hmm. and to live for a greater purpose. Oftentimes, you know, until we come into the full revelation of God and how much He loves us and given our relationship for, the highest ideal that people often have to live for becomes their children, mm-hmm. or their parents or their family. But God's called you for so much more than that. You're called to give your life to Him and to help your family to do the same, to live for Him. We're here only but a vapor, the Bible says, and then we will all pass, you know, we'll all pass that way. And it's important. It's important that we give thought to our ways. The book of Proverbs is a book in the Bible that was written by King Solomon, and there's 30 chapters in it. And in each of these chapters, there's wisdom for us to glean. And he says that a wise man and a wise woman give thought to their ways. They evaluate their life. They evaluate how they're living. And they get to examine to see, hey, is this worth it in the end? Because what's worth it at the moment, oftentimes at the end, when everything is balanced out, when the books are open, we realize that really wasn't worth it at all. What if we could evaluate beforehand, before we do it, in the midst of it, will this be worth it? We want you to see the trailer itself. We want you to take a look at it, for you to be able to see it and encourage others to take a look. Watch this.
Mountains high, valleys low, these are the things that make us grow. But all I wanna know is if you can hear me. And all I wanna know is if you're there, God, so I can.
it was that day I felt robbed.
When I heard the news that our son had died,
I can say that I've been in a place where I feel hopeless.
I read about the blind man seeing and the deaf hearing.
I felt as if someone had taken a big eraser to the chalkboard of my dreams and just erased everything.
I felt like I could literally die.
I'm not supposed to be visiting the graveside of my wife, so, you know.
Does he love me? Does he hear me? And when I was searching for him, he didn't answer me, so I felt alone.
And give me the faith I want to believe.
I think instead of asking the question, why?
I believe.
We should be asking the question, to whom shall I turn? You need to turn to God. He has the hope you're looking for.
I said I believe.
I found myself being almost gathered up into the heavenlies with the Lord.
I just raised up my hands. And I've never to this day felt the presence of God so thick.
I hit bottom and God was there.
Heal me from the greatest disability of all, death.
Even when I don't understand, I can't see, it's dark kind of, I still believe.
Every promise that he ever spoke to me, everything I'd ever read in the scriptures was real.
And God was there, and faith kicked in. The hardship you're going through right now, the crisis you may be facing, need to know one thing. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, God is in control.
Seasons change, well, I change too. Like spring and summer, and fall back to you.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
If you missed any of our programs, we have four programs back to back. You want to make sure to catch them. Of course, you can always go to VFNTV.com, but don't forget we have podcasts available for you. If you haven't signed up for the newsletter, oh my goodness, sign up. Go to VFNTV.com in the right hand corner. You can select newsletter sign up, and every single week you're going to get the highlights of that week's program. Mm-hmm. And you're also going to get an opportunity to get every single program that was available, that was shared on that week's segment.
Wow.
So it's all contained in an email, and you can take it, you know, have VFN Radio on my phone, and we'll go, you know, on your iPad. And I get so many reports of people telling me, hey, listen, I was just sitting with my iPad, it went to the newsletter, and it just, you know, click, 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 and I just heard one after the other, you know. It's a great way. So sign up for yourself, and also sign up a friend.